the Mad, Mad, Mad World, Mad Radio, WMBX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. If you're still looking around the radio dial for those frequencies, we'll keep reminding you. Pull up the
what?
Civic Media app and check it out there. We can get your texts and phone calls from the app. It's very easy. Just hit the button. That's it.
Yeah. We've got a phone number, too. It's 608-879-8255.
Or 879-TALK.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday morning. It's the John and Gordy Show. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. How's it going?
I'm a little afraid.
Are you?
Little afraid this morning.
What are you afraid of?
I hate mornings and trying to get back into the swing of the morning show.
Especially Mondays.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough talking, trying to get the words out.
It seems like it was a long weekend. But
it's same here.
Didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But
it did.
I don't know why, but yeah, I'm a little slow to get going this morning.
You think
too.
Biden dropping out was maybe made the weekend a little bit longer and longer and longer?
Well, maybe.
Oh my God.
Maybe, yeah. I just happened to have, you know, MSNBC and CNN on.
At the time they announced it?
And at the same time, I'm scrolling through X.
Yeah.
And then it popped up on X first. And then it hit CNN and MSNBC.
Wow.
Biden's letter, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had to do a double take. I was like, what? Wow. Okay. But it really took over, you know, it took over the airwaves all yesterday afternoon and last night. And yeah.
That's a story you can tell your kids. Oh, wait, they're older.
They're older.
They were probably watching TV, too.
Yeah. Well, my son doesn't watch TV.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oh.
I don't think he even has a TV.
What?
Yeah, he's a musician. He has the internet.
Yeah. He's on there.
He's on that. But yeah, he doesn't watch a lot of TV.
TV is old-fashioned.
Oh.
Yeah, I think my kids don't watch TV either.
He'll watch an occasional thing about, like, wrestling, you know, about the old days of WWF, you know, the Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
and
the best time. Best time for wrestling.
Macho Man.
That's oddly specific.
Well, yeah. And he watches these documentaries about those guys because, boy, were they all a troubled bunch, that early...
Well,
the early WWF.
But the thing is, you encouraged him, right? I mean, you took him to some of the WWF events here in Madison, right?
I did, yeah. At the what they used to call the Dane County Coliseum, now the Alliance Center.
I went there myself.
For WWF?
Yeah.
I think we saw the Ultimate Warrior there one time, and then another time. I can't remember. I don't know. Andre the Giant.
It was an event, and it was fun to do. And you know
what? Kind of like a circus. Almost.
You know what? The best part of going to this was watching the other kids in the audience react.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the most fun. It really was.
Yeah.
The kids just love these characters.
Well, just
bigger than life characters.
Yeah, brought it to life. You know, I mean, they'd been watching it on TV for a few years, you know, and loving it and just the good guy, bad guy stuff. And but seeing it in person, and, you know, we got to go backstage and meet Scary Sherry.
Oh, you did? You got backstage?
We got backstage.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember Quinn, my son, was just like in awe of being backstage. Wow, you know, this is a real thing. It's not just a TV thing. Yeah, but of course it's all, you know, it's still happening.
Character. You know what, I think those were the best days in wrestling. I know all these other movie stars are from the latter part. I don't know what they were called then.
WWE now.
Yeah.
But
John
Cena.
Cena.
Yeah, he just announced, I think, recently he's retiring.
The Rock.
The Rock. Yeah.
Same thing.
Went on to movies.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, of course.
Well,
he's gone on to the Republican convention.
What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know.
I mean, not only did he, you know, do this thing endorsing Trump.
Yeah.
But at the same time, on X, somebody was posting this video of Hulk trashing Trump.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It was odd because about halfway through his speech, Hulk Hogan, he dropped his Hulk Hogan-ness and said, you know, that's not my real name. I'm really Terry Bollea. And he, yeah, it was
I
like
didn't
a
watch that.
Complete yeah. character change.
Jeez.
And then it, and then he started falling back into the Hulk Hogan thing after a couple of minutes. So it was very, very strange. Yeah. Very odd.
Dual personality. Yeah, he's got a problem.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Sam, were you ever into wrestling, watching this stuff on the TV?
No, my mom didn't want us to watch it when we were young.
She's really? Smart.
Yeah, she figured my brother and I would like start doing what we saw on TV and like jumping off the couch and crushing each other in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, you do that once, but then you'd know that that wasn't a thing you could do.
Don't do it again, yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, my son used to have his friends over, and they would do the same thing. They'd throw each other.
Oh, really?
Imitate all the things, yeah.
You know, for me, it was like debating whether it was real or not.
Well, right. Yeah.
I don't even know why I was thinking that way.
The thing,
it was, obviously, it wasn't real, but the acrobatics was.
But not only all the goofiness in the ring, but all the sideshow stuff. That, you know, Mean Gene Okerlund or
Okerlund.
Yeah. I mean, he was just such a. Just a well-defined character.
He was a great character.
Taking it all so seriously.
Yes.
You know, interviewing all these, you know, Macho Man. And Macho Man was just unbelievably funny.
He was one of the greats.
He was. Yeah,
Randy. His rants. And I understand he was pretty much like that in real life, though.
I guess so, yeah. If you watch one of these documentaries, it shows his real life. And it was actually very tragic. But, yeah, Randy Poffo. Randy Macho Man Savage. Yeah. Ah, those were the days. Huh?
Hey, sure was. I want him back.
I think you can still see some of those old matches. You know, I'm sure you can
there
find
should
them
be
on
a
YouTube.
Channel with all of them.
Well,
on,
I
right?
would imagine YouTube's got them all. But hey, let's look at the weather for today because you know that's you know one of the reasons we're here is let you know what it's like outside because you can't just figure it all out by looking out the window. That doesn't really work all the time. Because it looks okay right now, but they're talking about maybe some rain later on today. Mm-hmm. And I guess in some of the outlying areas, there's some fog this morning because of the downpour that we had yesterday for a while.
You know, the thing here is I came out to the car this morning.
Yeah?
And it was like hitting a wall of wet.
Yeah?
It is so humid out there.
It is.
It's outrageous.
By the way, did you let your Highlander dry out after leaving the sunroof open during last week's rainstorms?
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay now?
Now it's really good. It's almost like new.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, you know, left it open, and she was out there letting it dry off. And like yesterday, she vacuumed the whole thing out, cleaned the inside of the vehicle out. And she had a cleaning service at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, man, that thing is like brand new.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, great.
She put so much effort in it. I think her effort costs more than the value of the vehicle itself at this point. So...
See, there's a silver lining to everything.
Yes,
right?
That's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
That's good.
I'm waiting for the battery to go in the damn thing. It's a hybrid.
Oh, no.
Highlander.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And if we have to go out and buy a battery for it, then I have to rethink this thing.
Mm.
I mean, I think it's worth about $1,500. And it's a gorgeous vehicle. You've seen it.
$1,500?
$1,500, yeah. I mean, it's no rust. It's beautiful on the inside.
What year
heated
is it?
Seats.
What year is it?
It's a 2006.
Oh, okay.
But market value, it's like, you know, 1500.
I was going to say, John, do you know how much cars go for these days?
Yeah.
Well, we might be able to charge more now. Yeah.
All right. Well, we should talk after the show. I don't know. My daughter's looking for a car.
Selling.
Oh, okay. All right. Weather wise today, it's 65 degrees this morning with some fog. You know, we're going to, I think the slot machine is back in the shop. We're working on that some more.
Broke already?
Well, yeah. It doesn't, something doesn't sound right. The gears don't sound like they're working right
to
me.
Yes, it's completely.
So we're putting that off to the side. We got to do a little revamp on that. So let's go to the weather lottery balls. That thing. What will the high temperature be today? Let's get that first ball going.
The first ball.
First ball is an 8. And here comes the second ball up the tube in the slot. 0. 80 degrees for a high today. And, of course, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot.
Ungodly humid out there.
A little bit later on today.
What the hell did we do before air conditioning? When we were kids, we didn't have air conditioning.
And you're right. We didn't.
Yeah. But I don't remember suffering through these hot summers. I don't remember that.
Well, I think the heat is on now. I think it's getting hotter and hotter.
Climate change thing?
Well, yeah, that climate change thing. Yeah.
It's not real. It's the biggest hoax ever.
Oh, come on.
I can't remember the cliche now.
Okay. Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. We got a couple of minutes. We'll at least get it started. What do you think is one of these days, or what is not one of these days? What? Is it Fragile X Awareness Day or not? How do you pronounce this? Do you have any idea?
No. Panuche?
Do you know?
Panuche?
Panuche Fudge Day? Panuche?
We'll go with that.
All right.
Ask our
Well, you know that that's
French interpreter.
One of the days, but oh, yeah, maybe we should get Julian going. Mango Day? Is it Mango Day or not? Is it Hammock Day? Or is it National Strawberry Day?
Hammock Day?
Hammock, you know.
Well, like it can't be Strawberry Day because it's not strawberry. Well, it was strawberry season.
Yeah? Is that your answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
All right.
It is not National Strawberry Day.
No, that would have been earlier.
Yeah. Fragile X Awareness Day. Do we have time for this? Okay. Let's see.
Is that an Elon Musk
I don't
day?
Know. Fragile X. Have you ever heard of this? Each year on July 22nd, National Fragile X Awareness Day celebrates those impacted by Fragile X Syndrome. Wow, what is this?
I don't.
Fragile X Syndrome is a mutation of the FMR1 gene and is the most common form of inherited intellectual disability. Huh. It impacts men more than women, and while a person may have the gene mutation, sometimes they don't know the apparent signs. Those who have it do show signs that may be mild or severe. Physical, intellectual, and behavioral symptoms may appear, and they vary between males and females. Well, I still don't quite understand what this is.
I think this has something to do with Trump.
Well, maybe. It has attention deficit disorder
there you
is
go,
part
right
of
there.
It. Autism, hyperactivity, learning disabilities, elongated face and ears. What? Soft skin, connective tissue problems impacting ears and feet and joints and palates.
So it has a physical.
It's a physical
problem as well.
Apparently so. All right. Well, we'll get into the rest of the days for the National Day calendar. And the history book is coming up too.
I can't wait for that to open.
Started with the John and Gordy Show for this Monday, July 22nd. We're coming right back with more of the National Day Calendar. Oh, boy, you don't want to miss this.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
It's all so good.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's a John and Gordy family show. We got to come up with an edition of this family show. It's an important day today.
It is an important day.
We should celebrate.
I put the Fresh Start edition on. Do you agree that that's
fresh
a good
start?
Idea?
Fresh Start, yeah. Yeah, it's a
that
fresh start
works.
Now. We're starting over.
Yeah,
a little presidential race.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fresh start.
It's a reset.
Oh, yeah, I see it in there. You wrote it in. Great.
A little bit later on today, we're going to welcome former mayor of Madison, Paul Soglin, will be joining us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a few questions for him.
7 o'clock, yeah. And he'll give us his take on everything that's happened in the last 24 hours.
In the city as well.
Yeah. And
he's got a very strong opinion about the new bus routes.
Does he?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk to him about it. He doesn't like it.
And
does
housing
he?
Doesn't like that either.
Okay. Well, you know, those are two questions we'll ask him.
He's very sedate.
What, is he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I have to pry it out of him.
I haven't seen him around town lately, so
it'd
be good to have him in. Yeah, you run into him all the time.
I'll have to tell him my story at Woodman's.
Okay. Right? All right. Let's get back to the National Day
calendar.
I'm sure
he can't wait now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's knocking on the door, trying to get in already. National Mango Day.
Yeah.
That's where we're playing that mango song. It's tropical fruit that provides delicious flavor and nutrition in one sweet bite. Ah, yes. Originating in India over 5,000 years ago, mangoes have been around for thousands of years. Well,
wow.
We just said that. Mango seeds traveled with humans from Asia to the Middle East, East Africa, Also, South America, beginning around 300 or 400 AD, known as the King of Fruits. Mangoes are sure said to bring richness of life, including material wealth. So I have a mango today. Okay? I can see your thrill. You're just stunned
with the information
that I provided to you.
Fit mangoes into my diet.
I love mangoes. Yeah.
Well, they have mango-flavored seltzer waters.
Okay.
I thought mangoes are supposed to help your digestive system
as well. They probably do. Yeah. It's National Penuche Fudge Day. I don't know what Penuche, P-E-N-U-C-H-E. I've never heard of this. Recognize the creamy candy with an Italian name. Oh, Penuche, maybe. If you let's get Julian on the line, see if he can pronounce Penuche. It's P-E-N-U-C-H-E. Penuche is pronounced Penuche. She. Penuche. Okay, Penuche Day. It's said to have origins in Portugal, becoming popular in New England during the 1700s.
Oh, can't wait.
Are you falling asleep over there? You have a dazed look on your face.
Well, you know, when I hear the voice of Julian.
I've got Julian here. He just takes so long to get to the actual pronunciation.
I know.
It takes... That's part of the fun. It takes less than a second to say the word. His video is more than a minute long.
Well, you want to play it? Let's get the right
pronunciation. He's trying to get to the open here.
Gentlemen, okay. How do you say it? Penuche. Oh. Stress on the second syllable. Both British and American pronunciations are similar here. As Penuche.
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 I love the soft guitar in the background.
Yeah. It's very soothing.
You're a very Penuche. Romantic life. Lifestyle that he has.
Penuche.
Doing these videos.
It's considered the oldest fudge ever created. The fudge-like candy includes brown sugar, butter, vanilla, milk. Some people add pecans or other nuts, especially if making a candy in the form of penuche. Lighter in color than traditional fudge, penuche tastes like maple, thanks to the brown sugar.
Look at this guy. Somebody texted, you're talking about penuche and you don't know what it is. How about a little prep?
That's what we're doing here.
Yes, we got the prep right. This is the thrill of prep on the air.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
That's it. Who sent that in? Okay.
Ban that. No, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. We're just stumbling over the events of the day today.
It's just the warm up half hour.
Yeah. I like the text that they sent right before this. The texter said, "I didn't want Biden to step down, but now that he has, I'm looking forward to voting for Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Seeing Trump lose his mind over losing to a black woman will be so cathartic."
Oh, okay. Yes. Well,
yes. Great comment.
That's what we can hope. Okay.
And your second comment wasn't so great. So. Let's balance that off.
The National Hammock Day is today. We're encouraging everyone to relax in the shade by creating a tranquil napping space. Do you have a hammock?
No.
In the back of your
never
why don't you? You got plenty of places
to
put
balance
it.
To get into the damn thing. There's no way you can try that.
You can hurt yourself in a hammock. Whether you set up your hammock under a tree or on your balcony, find a spot and enjoy the feeling of swaying lightly in the peace and the quiet. A hammock sling is made of fabric. Okay, we know what a hammock is.
There's no lumbar support.
No, you're right. When suspended between two points, a hammock forms a sling used for swinging, sleeping, or resting. We usually suspend a hammock between trees or posts. Okay.
You know, with a little show prep, you would have known that already.
I guess I would have. Sam, what's going on with the history books today?
Oh, it's time to get into the books.
Out of the National Day calendar and move on.
All right.
Oh, open that dusty book.
Big book. Right. Jeez, okay. You good there? Pretty dusty, huh?
Yeah.
lots of history.
Musty
got some
too.
Crime history today.
Okay.
Today in 1934, John Dillinger, he's killed in a shootout with federal agents.
In Chicago, downtown, near the, what was the theater? Biograph?
Why do you know that?
Have you been there when you lived in Chicago?
Well, I've walked by there. Yeah. I think there's a plaque there.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Cool.
more crime history. Today in 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer is arrested.
Good.
Yeah, crazy stuff that happened there.
Creep.
Today in 1999, Woodstock 99 begins. Mm-hmm. It went horrible. went nothing like the original music festival. There were the people who were selling like food and water there were jacking up the prices throughout the festival as their supply dwindled. Yeah. The crowd was really rough. There were a lot of reported assaults.
Yeah.
Here, there, and everywhere. It wasn't a good time.
No.
Got a couple of birthdays today. Alex Trebek, born in 1940. Mm-hmm. Rick Davies of Supertramp, born in 1944. Okay. Willem Dafoe, from Wisconsin's own, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right.
Born in 1955, and Selena Gomez in
1992. Okay.
Kind of relating Supertramp to Wisconsin somehow.
Yeah.
They were very, very popular in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them at Alpine Valley. Yeah.
That's what made them so international.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean, they were so popular in the Midwest.
They blew up in Milwaukee first.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought they were from England.
They are.
They are.
Oh, oh.
But I use that over
their
in
popularity
the
began
they...
here in the States.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well,
very cool.
Thank you for sharing.
There you go.
Do we have some Supertramp music, maybe?
We do. I'm waiting to play it out because I queued it to 1 minute, and 1 minute is starting right here.
Oh,
thanks. See how we planned this out? You know.
Yes. See, we do some show
prep. We do plan stuff.
Yeah.
We just don't follow the plan.
Yes, exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
I could have actually given you kind of a parody of one of their songs.
What?
It was a gas shortage thing, and somebody did a parody on the gas shortage in the Supertramp style. It's kind of a fun song.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe
we'll see.
Prepare it.
Well, we'll see.
Share it. Prepare it and share it. That's our new motto. It's 29 minutes past 6. We're just getting going on this Monday. 65 degrees, high near 80. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
Great.
You got a bloody right to say.
I thought you...
That was some...
So...
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Okay. It's a special edition, the Fresh Start edition of the Family Show, celebrating Kamala Harris's entering into the presidential race.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. It's a fresh start Monday morning. 65 degrees right now, highs today near 80, and maybe a little fog in a few places this morning. Otherwise, just kind of cloudy off and on, maybe a shower, okay? And we welcome Terry Bell back into the studio. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Bad. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm tired. A little sleep.
You came in last night because there was special breaking news yesterday afternoon, and you and Todd Alba.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we broke into programming a couple times yesterday. Yeah. Once right away in the afternoon, and then later in the day, we were able to, you know, get a little... take another step back and have a look and also round more folks up for an hour-long broadcast. So it was a busy day, coming off a busy week. So
unbelievable.
Yeah.
It just seems like the news cycle never stops anymore.
Especially this year. Yeah. That is for certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, it kind of helps that Trump campaigns year-long. He's been campaigning for the last 4 years.
Yes,
three
he has.
And a half years.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Never stops.
Never ends.
So all the reaction out of all this was just, I mean, the news broke early after, a little after 1 o'clock or 1:30 somewhere in there.
Yeah, just right about 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, it just kept getting, everybody started buzzing and donations started coming in, and I understand for the Democrats.
And the stock market went up, at least the futures.
Really?
Yeah.
And they raised something like $47 million or some outrageous number by the time it was all over. But boy, all the endorsements started coming in out of the woodwork right away for Kamala Harris.
I think it was important. I think Democrats see the importance of not seeming divided right now. There was talk early on in this process, maybe, you know, a few days ago, there might be a brokered convention or something like that. But I don't think that's what they want. In modern day politics, major parties don't like big public squabbles. So I think to appear united, they figure is their best chance to win.
And what is that process? They had set up this process, a unique process, to get the candidate in right away because, you know, everybody needed to print out their ballots. So what was that process? Is it an online thing? Is it...
as far as, like, declaring a nominee?
Declaring that. They had some kind of vote.
Well, I think they were talking about having, like, four mini primary, town halls or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were all these ideas floating around that if this happened, they were going to have to, you know, at least open it up to a few possible candidates. But that hasn't happened at all.
No.
I mean, as far as I know, Kamala Harris and maybe Joe Manchin is talking about becoming a Democrat.
Joe Manchin is the only other name I've heard. No, that will not go anywhere. He's not well regarded among the party activists.
Right.
So,
a virtual vote. I think that's the process that they put in place because a few states were complaining they needed to print up their ballots and they needed a confirmation on it. So they wanted a virtual vote in regards to that. So I think instead of an open primary, they're going to have a virtual vote.
Yeah, that could very well be. I'd have to say, I imagine whatever ends up happening will be as close to pretty conventional as can be under the circumstances.
Well, I've never seen momentum like this build so quickly.
Well, I think Democrats especially understand the urgency of this, and Republicans understand the urgency too.
Well,
they've been out quickly with their statements and their fundraising too.
Well, a lot of this was brought about because the big money donors were holding back. They didn't want Biden to run.
Right.
And interesting story, I got a couple of fundraising letters in the mail for Biden, and I threw them away because I wasn't sure who was actually going to run, whether he was going to pull out or not. So I wasn't going to donate any money right away. And I think that happened, and that's a small donor level. Yeah. So I think we're all kind of holding off.
Right. And I think part of this is that any money that was given to the Biden campaign goes directly now to Harris.
It does.
She was on the ticket, too.
Yep.
So there's no need for any kind of an elaborate transfer or freeing that money up to whoever. So that's a big part of it. Yeah, you're right about the money part. At least I suspect it is. I mean, Bill O'Reilly did not lose his show on Fox News Network because of anything he said. It's because sponsors were pulling out of his show.
Yeah.
You know, the football team in Washington didn't change its name because Dan Snyder decided it was the right thing to do.
Right.
They did it because sponsors were pulling out.
Yeah.
So I suspect it's very true in this case, too. The money was starting to dry up, and it was becoming untenable.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I heard was that you're right, going back to there's a handful of states that have to get their ballots printed somewhere between August 1st and August 10th. I'm pulling these dates out, you know, but it was somewhere in the first week of August. So they have to know who the nominee is. So I think that they have to figure that out.
Some of the Republican legislatures
have
to vote on this and make it a special event
so
they can do this begrudgingly, of course.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so now we turn the page and Kamala Harris is already out there fundraising and going to be making appearances and making a lot of phone calls.
And she'll be right here in Wisconsin here tomorrow, too. This was
already scheduled,
but the circumstances now, you know, give this visit a whole new significance. In fact, I think it's her first campaign appearance since all this happened. So it'll be incredibly significant. And of course, this being 2024, it'll happen in Wisconsin.
Well, I know she's going to Milwaukee, but is she going to other places tomorrow? Do you? I heard maybe La Crosse.
One thing I would criticize, she has been in La Crosse. The one thing about Biden and Trump especially, they seem to stick to the major population centers in southern and eastern Wisconsin. Biden likes to go to Madison and Milwaukee. Trump likes to go to Green Bay and Waukesha. Mm-hmm. If anybody makes it to, you know, places like La Crosse, it's usually a surrogate. You know, mm-hmm. even the vice president is high up as that. But, you know, I think some other places in Wisconsin would like to see the tops of the ticket, too.
Yeah.
Do they know where she's appearing in Milwaukee?
I do not. Those details, last I checked, okay. and that was late last night, had not been released yet. In fact, late last night, they were just making credentials available for her public appearances today.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I suspect that information will come to us at some point today.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, Terry. Well, we'll all watch it carefully, and it's going to be an exciting and ever-changing political landscape
here. Never a dull moment.
All right.
Yeah. And we're going to have Paul Soglin in our next hour and chat with him a bit about all of the...
He'll have something to say, I guess.
Yes. I yeah, imagine probably. So. Terry Bell, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. We appreciate it. And you have a good day. All right. Good enough. Well... Yeah, on we go. You know, this coming weekend, Atwood Fest is happening. We're going to be a part of that. John and Gordy will be appearing with our musical act.
Are we?
Right?
Okay, yes.
We've got Sam on cowbell and tambourine.
Yes, yes. And so we've got a couple of parody songs.
We'll play, about, we'll play
about
some music.
Show.
And no, we're not going to be. We're going to be emceeing. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
It's, you know,
unless you want to do your juggling thing. You
well,
do juggle.
You know, I
a
do juggle,
bit.
Yeah, but I don't think that's appropriate for a music festival.
Did we get to the rest of the birthdays and everything? Are we done
yeah,
with that?
Yeah,
we got that, but we didn't ask Sam about his weekend, and
oh,
I understand
God.
You almost lost your. You've kind of. I mean,
I
your
did
voice
lose
sounds.
My voice.
You sound fine to me, but. You know, of course, I'm half deaf, but, you know.
Well, don't be so critical of yourself.
So what happened? Were you yelling and screaming at the kids? Or I mean,
the kids, yeah, out on the street.
Right.
No, I used to work at a summer camp, for anyone who doesn't know, and it was alumni okay. weekend this past weekend. So I was up there helping out, volunteering, and having fun, maybe a little too much fun, because I lost my voice.
Summer camp.
Yes.
Okay, now, what yeah, kind of summer camp is
this? Like
is
Boy Scout
it?
Thing?
Is it a YMCA thing, or what is it?
You're an Eagle Scout.
Yes, so. A Boy Scout camp.
Boy Scout camp.
Okay. Is it out in the woods and some cabins
yep,
and tents?
It's
and
north of Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow, way up there. Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of activities were going on that you had to yell at the kids all the time and lose your voice?
There's a lot of camp songs that get sung.
That
really.
Oh when I was God. When I was working yeah. there, I was one of the song gurus, I guess you could say.
Did you play guitar? And
I didn't. Just singing, leading the song in front of a ton of people.
A cappella.
So you knew all of, the yeah. words
to quite a few songs. Yeah, well, not every song.
What's
obviously.
The most popular camp song that you know?
Oh, this is a hotly contested. Debate
yeah?
about well, what people's favorite camp song is.
Hate to get in between that.
Well, yeah. well debate what songs? What
is there
what
something
did it
that would
come down
okay,
to
so,
two or three?
So I like verse chorus songs. So like a lot of old, like not exactly Western songs, but kind of folky sort of
sure,
things
sure.
that get yeah. turned into camp songs.
Yeah.
My favorite might be "The Man Who Never Returned." By the Kingston
oh, yes,
Trio.
Oh, yes, we know that one.
The man yes. and never... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
500 Miles. Do you remember that song?
So who's that by?
I don't know.
I don't know it's that one.
Man Who Never Returned, was that the... That was a subway thing, right?
Yeah, a guy yeah. who gets stuck on a train because he doesn't have all the money to pay the fare.
Can't get off. He never came back.
Did you sing Kumbaya? Or
no, no.
Kumbaya. How about Michael Rowed the Boat? No? Okay.
Can't say that I have.
Okay, that's no. good. Yeah.
All right. Well, so your voice is a little raspy, I
yep,
can tell.
I'm recovering.
But, yeah. That's crazy. Can you imagine getting up in front of these people, cheering them on,
so how many,
singing a song?
How many
that's
kids
crazy.
How many kids and camp counselors were there? I mean, yeah. 20, 30, or like
oh,
couple,
no,
couple
quite
hundred?
A, quite a few. Probably 200 or 300 participants, kids and adults, and then the mm-hmm. staff, there's probably around 40 or 50 total. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a big gathering.
It
so what,
is, yeah.
What was the camp called? Was it Camp...
Tosomus, Camp Tosomus.
Tosomus?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a native name? Is that
It's a fake native name. It's yes. so you know the name Samoset?
Samoset.
That's an actual Native American from history. It's Samoset spelled backwards.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Do you have t-shirts?
No, don't have. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. I wore a camp shirt last week, a couple hours
this morning.
John wants to move on.
Oh, my God. Well, I could tell you my story. My kid went to a Christian camp for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And when we picked him up, he said, this is like a concentration camp.
Oh, God. No, he did. Really?
Yes, he did.
He didn't have any
that
fun,
was
huh?
Cole. Yeah, my older one. They didn't feed him.
What did they? He said
they didn't give us any food.
Were you supposed to bring your own or something?
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know what, but they didn't give him any food. We expected them to at least feed the kids.
He wasn't
for a
exaggerating,
couple of weeks.
Right?
No, he was not kidding.
They didn't give him any food?
Well, pretty what? Close to nothing.
Jeez. How long was he there?
2 weeks.
Came back 20 pounds lighter.
Look, I felt horrible. I don't want anybody to spend 2 weeks overnight at a camp. And then he told me this when we went to pick him up, and it freaked me out. I was just like, that's the last time my kids are ever going to camp.
Is this why you advocate for kids having phones so much?
Yes.
Maybe so.
Yes.
Yeah, you couldn't hear from him, huh? I mean, he didn't have a phone at the time.
Yeah, I don't think he had a phone at that time.
Wow. But,
that's not going
to
happen.
Did you send Brett to camp, too? You said Cole.
No,
you said Cole.
No. After that,
way. Huh?
No way was he going to go off to.
Did you go to camp as a kid? Lutheran camp. Did you go to camp?
I did. I went for one week.
I
went 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And man, every morning they'd wake you up before you even had breakfast.
Early. Yeah.
They had swimming lessons. What the hell? Jumping into a lake first thing in the morning. That's why I hate summer camp.
Yeah, I didn't like mine either.
Oh, man. Did I get a bad case of poison ivy, too?
Oh, boy. Summer camp. Okay. Hey, coming up this weekend, we mentioned before Atwood Fest. Yeah. That's happening Saturday, Sunday. Lots of bands. I think 30 bands, 2 days. It's free. Also, Wana Fest is happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mount Horeb Art Fair. Lots of stuff coming up this coming weekend. And a little bit later on, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot, get the inside on the outside on the weather. And Paul Soglin will join us in our next hour to talk about, what's going on in the political
world?
We'll
talk about Kamala.
Anything going
on? We'll talk about her.
It's all happening on the John and Gordy Show.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Alan Sherman and Hello Mother, Hello Father. You know, what a song. It really tells the story about every kid's experience at an overnight camp.
Miserable.
God, it was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then, that's the only way we could communicate is a postcard sent back to our parents saying, this is what's happening.
It's awful. You know? Exactly.
It's awful.
So, Sam, you wanted to share another story about your summer camp that you went to over the weekend.
Well, I wasn't going to, but then I mentioned it to you guys when we went to commercial, and you were just so curious.
Yes.
I said that there used to be a competition that we did sometimes at camp.
Can we talk about this?
Okay.
Are you sure?
It's got a silly sounding name,
okay.
John.
Well,
but it's
just,
what's
it called?
It's called a Chili Willy.
God, I don't know.
Chili Willy. Do we need to go further? What?
Well, okay. So, John, you mentioned
getting up
before breakfast to go swimming, right?
Yeah.
This it's a game where you get up, you go to the waterfront before breakfast at like 6 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and you take a 5-gallon bucket of ice, and you go on the dock, you throw the ice into the water, and two teams line up at the shoreline facing away. When they hear the ice hit the water, they run in, and whichever team gets the ice back to the shore first gets a point. and you keep going until all the ice is melted. And it's an absolute brawl in the water.
Oh my God.
It's sort of like like greased watermelon.
Yes.
Polo, yeah. That sort of a game.
They call it Chili Willy.
Chili Willy, because it's a block of ice.
You ever wonder why kids aren't getting into the Cub Scouts anymore?
And you had fun doing this.
I didn't get to play. I got there the day after they did it, but
okay.
Whenever I'm up there again, I'm gonna hopefully do it.
You know, one of the weird things I thought when I was at camp, they'd get buses in and then they'd send you someplace else. Right. You know, a little trip within a trip.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know, summer camp supplied a trip to someplace, right?
Yeah, go somewhere.
An adventurous place.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us to a quarry?
A quarry?
Aren't they off limits to just about everybody because they're dangerous?
Yes.
Did they have you doing like hard manual labor breaking rocks?
Well, pretty much. I think I turned that down. Maybe that was the point. Child labor.
Jeez.
But they, you know, warned us, don't go off the path because there's quicksand out here. You know?
Whoa, really?
Well, yeah, way back when.
What the
every place had quicksand. I don't even think they have quicksand anywhere in the world.
Were you supposed to collect rocks or something at this quarry? Or just, I mean, what was the learning experience of this?
I have no idea what the thing was.
Just somewhere to go.
You'd think they'd ask us to climb on rocks or, you know, a pathway or along the valley of, you know, a big lake that developed. Nothing. I don't remember too much about it. Thank God.
Summer camp memories. Okay.
Okay, let's get to
Sam, thank you. I'm glad you survived it okay, except for your voice. You're a little raspy, but that'll come back.
Yes.
Hey, what happened to politics? We're supposed to talk about politics here.
Oh, what?
Why? Well, let's get to something we didn't mention so far.
What was that?
And it's a text that we got about Alex Trebek. I'm sorry, I had to say it in Canadian.
Yeah.
You mentioned Alex Trebek's birthday is today. Did you know? A forever stamp honoring him comes out today.
No kidding.
So there you go.
Stamp collectors would be running wild getting Alex Trebek. Be a rush at the post office for that.
Yeah.
Mr.
Well,
Jeopardy.
That's a nice tribute. It's real nice.
Yeah. Do you still watch? Do you watch Jeopardy? Either of you guys? I sometimes watch it.
No.
It's on at an odd time.
See, I don't play games or watch them on TV.
No.
Except maybe, you know, game channel. I don't know if they still have it.
Yeah, they do.
But, you know, you can watch these super old game shows.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. Yeah.
You ever watch Queen for a Day?
That is a bizarre show.
That was sad.
Yeah. Back in the late 50s, early 60s.
Yes.
Queen for a Day.
I haven't heard of this. What's it about?
Oh, they had contestants. They applied to be a contestant on the show, and they would give these horribly sad stories about their life, and they'd feature, you know, a woman who is telling the sad story.
We got thrown out of our apartment, and
didn't
have a place to live, and my husband left me. The saddest story won.
It's like a public competition for the Make-A-Wish Foundation or something like that.
Well, exactly. Kind of. That's a great comparison.
And then the winner would get, you know, here's a brand new washer and dryer, a Maytag,
exactly.
You know, and then a couch. You get a complete living room set. I mean, they would just give them all these prizes.
Tons of things.
And the rest of the contestants...
Spreading them out to the other contestants who had really bad stories, too.
They got nothing.
They got nothing.
Because their story wasn't sad enough.
Their life wasn't tragic enough.
It was a bizarre show.
Yeah. No one thought about that at the time.
No. I think they tried to revive it a few years ago, and it was not a good idea. It's a bad concept. Yeah, a lot of those old game shows.
We're almost out of time for this hour.
You know,
what happened?
I know.
I guess it's, look, this is Monday. We're just getting back into the swing of things, you know.
Well, the thing is.
Politics convulsed over the weekend.
Yes, there was so much news that started at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and it was just nonstop all day and into the night.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little fatiguing after a while, tiring.
Does. Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to take a little breath in between. And again, Paul Soglin's going to be here in a little while. Talk about things.
Yeah, about 7:36.
Oh, okay.
Around there.
All right.
We got Brittany Merlot coming up as well. And we're going to talk about Biden stepping down.
Yeah. a real, I mean, it,
we'd love to take your calls or your texts as well.
Yeah. If you have some thoughts on this, you can call us 608-879-8255. By the way,
yeah,
I want to mention that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com. Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. Are we okay? Everybody okay
so
far?
I think we're surviving our summer camps.
Yes. If you have experience. A summer camp story, text it in. Let us know. 6:58, 65 degrees. Back with more of John and Gordy coming up.
Come on. As we were saying.
John Gordy.